Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What was better or worse when you finally gave us something to try? 206-803-ROCK. Maybe an unpopular opinion, especially here in Seattle. But when we first came to town, my wife is a huge, at the time, garlic fan.
Mm-hmm.
So when we went to the first Mariners game, garlic fries were something that I'd never seen before. She smelled them, you know, three rows away.
They smell amazing.
Yeah. And they do. And I was like, man, you know what? I will give that a try. So she gets to order these fries, and she is housing these things. I take two bites, and I'm like, I like garlic. I like French fries. For whatever reason, when they put them together, I don't like this.
It's the jarred garlic and the fries are limp. I mean, that's my problem with it.
Yeah.
I feel like if they had fresh garlic and fries that could hold their shape, I think it'd be a lot better.
But people love them. She would house the entire thing and get them
people
every
do.
Single time. And you don't want to sleep with that person. You don't want to kiss that person for at least 24 hours after they're done with that. But it's just something I tried it once, and maybe I didn't get the right batch. But
no,
I just,
you did. You did.
I just thought,
they smell great, but I'm always disappointed when I get them. So I just stopped getting them.
I'm with you. Yeah, they smell awesome. And I get it. People like them, but I don't get them anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
People online are listing the foods that were the biggest disappointments once they finally tried them. And here are some of the highlights. And please chime in if you guys have had any of these foods. Truffle oil French fries.
Yep, of course.
And?
I like truffle, and I know it's not made from actual truffle, but I do like truffle oil. I like the fries. I like them.
It's fine. I don't want to pay $18 for an order of fries.
And that's the difference. I will
Correct.
Not pay for them just based on the price difference. And again, they're not using real truffle oil. You know what I'm saying? So I understand. If it's real truffle oil, I get it. You got to pay for the cost of truffle oil because truffles aren't cheap. But 9 times out of 10, the truffle oil is not actual oil from truffles.
Now, truffles are mushrooms, correct?
Yes.
Now, do people just eat truffles?
Yeah. And they're super expensive, too.
I don't think I've ever had a truffle.
I have, just not.
More than likely, you probably haven't. If something has a fresh truffle, like, shaved on it, it's going to be expensive.
And shaved.
Really?
Yeah.
But this is something that you can grow. So if you can grow a regular mushroom, why don't you just grow these instead if the price point is higher?
I don't know that you can just grow them.
Right.
Okay.
There's something with them. Right. Because, like, even...
they're, like, underground. Like, they have truffle pigs that sniff these things out.
Yeah, all right. So I was going to say, right, what is that fancy over by the wineries in Woodinville? It's that nice hotel, and they have, like, the barking frog.
I don't know.
Like, after Miggs's wedding, we stayed there. But the next morning, me and my buddy were walking the grounds, and we met the truffle hogs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The truffle hogs?
Yeah.
Sniff them out.
Yeah.
There's
sniff them out.
Some dogs can do it, but it's a very specific thing to find truffles.
It really is. Yeah.
Okay. Next on the list, people that they said, I expect a gourmet on the truffle oil and fries, but they tasted greasy and artificial. Okay, how about Dubai chocolate?
I have not had it yet.
Same.
I don't know anything about it. I didn't really even hear about it until the recall was, what, last week?
Something like
so
that.
So I know nothing about
because
it.
Because it's pistachio. So it's I think it's milk chocolate, and it's kind of filling that's kind of made out of pistachio.
Okay.
So and it's all the craze right now. That's the only reason why I haven't had it is because it is such a fad right now that they are making a killing off of everybody that is
that's what it says. It wasn't even close to being good for all the hype it's getting now.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Like correct.
I'd like to give it a shot. I'm sure it's a good combination.
Try the little knockoff ones that the morning show has next door. That's how I tried it.
All right.
Well, I'll get you one.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's try it right here on the show.
Steal it. They don't care.
Sorry guys, we're gonna steal some of your Dubai chocolates.
Even though they're not from Dubai, they're more like Detroit, a little
right?
bit cheaper.
So, it's a style that has that name,
right? Because that's what I thought too. It's like, ooh, is this chocolate from Dubai? And then all of a sudden, everybody's got a Dubai chocolate. Like,
so it's
oh,
not
no.
even from Dubai.
No,
it's just, right. It's like French fries.
And also, can we tone down Dubai just a little bit?
Okay.
Right. We're not so going out there. Dubai but... style.
Ooh. Right.
Strawberry pistachio truffle bites.
Oh, strawberry.
They
okay.
put strawberry in there.
I'll take a bite.
I can't. I don't want
you can't do strawberry?
You can't do strawberry, Mike?
I don't like fruit in my
It's
in my,
probably not real fruit.
Sweets.
Chocolate covered strawberries, not your
like
not
I,
your
I can't
bag?
Do like any kind of like fruit filling pastries.
Can't or don't.
I don't. Got two of those.
Okay.
Don't. Like the like the, like the apple pie at McDonald's or whatever. Hang I can't eat that. Let me,
I love a chocolate covered cherry.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I do like a chocolate-covered cherry. I don't like when it's like jelly.
Oh, all right.
You know what I'm saying? You,
agree to disagree.
Yeah.
What do you think, Thrill?
I don't love them. I'll eat the other one, but I mean, they're fine. They're fine. I mean, if this is close to what Dubai chocolate is, it's not worth whatever they charge.
Okay.
And I love pistachio-flavored stuff.
Yeah. Me too.
It's a good little hint of pistachio that tastes, it tastes fine.
Yeah, it tastes fine.
Right. I will say gonna... this. They sell some of the real ones sometimes in the airports.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the lady, because it was like 50-some dollars. I go, ooh. You had one? She goes, yeah. And I go, is it worth it? She goes, honestly, no.
For how many? You. $54 for how many?
For a real one. It's
for
like
one.
For a bar. Yeah.
For one chocolate
Jesus.
Bar.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It's got the name Dubai in it, my man.
That lets you know it's going to be expensive.
So if you were to go there on vacation, does that mean everything is expensive? Is it like...
What, Dubai?
Dubai?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're not going there to gamble?
I mean... It depends who you are.
Casinos?
A lot of people that go there are worth a lot of money.
Sure. I figured that. I just figured that, like with any other tourist destination, that it would be accessible to anybody who wanted to go and spend money.
No. Their tourists are rich people.
Yeah. Just rich people.
Yeah. That's
I mean, Dubai is, you're not wrong. It is open to anybody, but everything is very expensive. I would think there's like a Ferrari like museum and.
It's like going to Monte Carlo.
Yeah,
I mean, right. Anyone's invited, but you won't be there long.
Right. It's where the wealthy go.
Fair enough.
Play.
Mm-hmm. What was better or worse when you finally gave something a try? Next up, the McRib.
That's terrible.
Hey, I did not have high expectations in the first place, but this thing's terrible. The McRib sandwich.
I mean,
it's not good.
I like the McRib.
Really?
I'm only good for one during the season. However, it's...
But that's all they need, right? Because they bring it out. What, once a year?
Right.
And they just need you.
Now,
like,
I will
look,
say,
you're going to buy it once, you're not going to buy it again.
The rib is not the part that I enjoy the most about the McRib. It is the barbecue sauce that it is smothered in. It is the flavor combo of that with the pickles and the onions on the hoagie.
So if they did not include the meat and just gave you that, you'd be fine.
Pretty
basically.
Much, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the McRib, right, like they tried to bring it out nationwide, and everybody realized, like, people just like talking about it, this and that.
But,
now, if you bring it back once a year to each city, people will go buy it.
Sure.
That's it.
It's the, what's the
So
what's
the worst part of the McRib to you is the actual McRib.
The worst is the wrong thing to say. The meat's not terrible. However, it's not anything incredible. I don't taste that meat like, oh, this is phenomenal meat.
There's a couple things.
From McDonald's.
There's a couple things that throw that thing off for me. First of all, it is traditional that you put pickles on top of pork sandwiches.
Yeah.
I get that. Those big-ass sliced onions, that's not something that you ever get on pulled pork. Or other pork cutlets. Like if you were to get a schnitzel or you were to have any other kind of pork sandwich, they don't put those big-ass shaved onions on pork sandwiches traditionally. If it's pulled, if it's breaded and fried, onions just aren't part of it. So for me, that combination is a little bit weird. It's not the...
It's a McRib.
I mean, you know,
it's not a traditional pork anything.
McRib. I know, but just as far as the profile goes
of the
sandwich. Like,
but
the
like you go across the street to the barbecue joint that we got there, they've got onions out there that you can put on.
Or if you get a pulled pork like burrito or a taco.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
They give you the onions.
Okay. Pickled onion generally served on the side of a schnitzel.
I'll do that. Okay. Yeah. All right.
But not a McRib, man. I'm just saying. Don't even put
the McRib. Look, I mean,
McRib
look,
is as much of a. We had a deeper pork product with the pork brains and milk gravy
than the McRib.
Than the McRib because ours was authentic.
Right. There's no bones in it.
Have you guys seen what the McRib?
It's shaped like a rib, right. Yet with no bones.
What the McRib looks like before they cook it?
No
cider and sauce.
No.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I got to Google this.
Here's the thing.
It's from McDonald's. Now, I'm not going to knock McDonald's.
It is the
biggest fast food brand that we have in this country. However, if somebody comes to this country and they say, I want to try a hamburger, are you going to say the greatest burger that you've ever had that you're ever going to have is at McDonald's? No. It's going to be the quintessential American burger, but in no way is it going to be the best one out there. Same with the McRib. It's a McDonald's product. It's going to be a fast food, you know, conveyor belt created thing. That's just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I just never liked it. Everybody went crazy.
Yeah.
So I was like, you don't actually like them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.